U.S. Congressman Mike Simpson is getting pushback for his $33.5 billion proposal to remove four dams on the Lower Snake River. Gustavo Segrero reports on how the attempt to restore salmon populations would dismantle an intricate infrastructure.
It's no easy fix. From water for agriculture to hydroelectric power to shipping, these dams support a network of diverse industries. But Representative Simpson says in a video released over the weekend, dam removal is the only way to try and save these salmon from extinction.
In the end, we realize there is no viable path that can allow us to keep the dams in place.
He says over the last 3 years, he and his team held 300 meetings with stakeholders, including tribes, agriculture and power representatives, and lawmakers. But he's still getting pushback. Among his opponents, fellow Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers from Spokane. In a statement, she called the proposal a, quote, drastic, fiscally irresponsible leap to take. Simpson proposes giving money to support industries who depend on these dams. Justin Hayes, the director of the Idaho Conservation League, supports Simpson's plan.
What this is the start of is the Northwest finding a way to work together to restore salmon and provide for other important economies and communities.
Simpson says there's no legislation yet, and a concept like this will need stakeholders working together to draft a solution. Gustavo Sagrero, Boise State Public Radio News.